So, I don't really tell many people about this, but I figured you should know. You should know this story because it does really shape who I am today, especially my sexuality. I mean, I'm a grown woman now, but when I was about 5 years old, my mom, she just decided to disappear one day. Don't even know why, but for the first 5 years of my life, it was just me and my mom. And then all of a sudden, she wanted to move on. And she left me with my father, who I had never met before. And I was so scared. So scared because I didn't know who he was. You know, I'd live with my mom. And here was this older man. I didn't even know what it was like to live with a man. But here I was in kindergarten, too, suddenly living with this stranger, my father. However, instantly, I felt really, really close to him. He no doubt loved me. Like, very quickly. I thought, as a little girl, I remember thinking that I would have to earn his love because I didn't even know he loved me. But he loved me before I even got there. And he made me feel safe. I'd never really been around a man or a father figure. And here was my dad, you know, masculine, manly, and he took care of me, fed me very well, clothed me, bought me all the toys that I wanted. And I'll never forget how good it felt to have him hug me tightly, cuddle with him at night, watching movies. It just felt so good to have a father. I loved him. And we grew closer and closer. I mean, I remember, you know, we had this room for me, my own bedroom. But every night, the more closer we grew, I wanted to sneak in his room at night. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, you know, scared, like a typical little five-year-old. And I'd run off to his room, and he'd wake up and find me cuddling with him in his bed. I just wanted to be close to my father. And I think he wanted that too, actually. You'll find out. I know he wanted to be close to me. And I do remember at the beginning waking up some mornings when I had snuck into his room. And I'd wake up and he'd either be staring at me and smiling, or he would be rubbing my back, rubbing my arm. You know, it just felt normal and right and safe, warm. And I thought my dad was like a superhero or something. But then Daddy, he started asking me to play dress-up games. Like he had ordered... Well, actually, there was a girl in our neighborhood that was growing out of her clothes, and she had all these ballerina clothes and cute little dresses that I didn't have. She was a cheerleader, and my dad wanted me to dress up for him, and I thought it was so fun. I mean, being a little five-year-old, I mean, of course, that sounds like so much fun. And he loved seeing me in the ballerina outfit, you know, because it was a leotard with this really frilly skirt that barely covered up anything. But it still felt really good. It felt fun. And I do remember my dad really kind of changing whenever I dressed up in front of him. Of course, he looked happy, very happy, but he had this look in his eye like, it was very like he was looking inside of me or something. And it made me feel tingly inside. Like I felt seen or something. And, you know, he used to tell me too when I would play dress up games that he thought I was such a pretty little girl. And oh my God, it just felt like his little princess. And it made me so happy. It made me so happy to be his little princess. And now, looking back now, I see how my father was starting to get a bit inappropriate. Like, he'd have me wear some of this one girl, the girl that gave me the clothes. Some of her clothes were too tight for me. Like, really too short and super, super, super tight. And he'd still have me wear the clothes. And I thought it was weird, but looking back, I know exactly what he was doing. He was getting more looks at my body. You know, like when I wore her tight old ballerina outfit that was too small, he probably saw everything. I mean, I don't remember this, but I can, and I'm sure you can, just think about a little girl wearing a leotard that's too tight. Pretty sure her little ass cheeks would be hanging out. You know, you could see every underdeveloped curve of her body, see her little pussy and mound. But I look back and I definitely remember him looking really, really hard at me, like really studying my body. And at the time, I remember looking back that it felt really good. Because I think that every girl, and I think men too, just want to be seen. They want to be seen at a very, you know, deep level. And that my dad saw me and I saw him. I thought my dad was such a handsome man. I mean, back then it was like The Little Mermaid was out. And I thought that he was like a prince. I mean, that's how much I loved and looked up to my father. And then, this is where it got really, really, for lack of better words, creepy. But let me say, my dad was not, he didn't make me feel creepy. But now that I'm an adult and looking back, this was definitely perverted behavior. He brought home these really fancy clothes. Now, as an adult, I know what they are. They're lingerie. You know, I imagine he'd bought lingerie that was extra small for women. And he had me put it on, and I thought it was so fancy. I thought these clothes were like, I felt like a big girl. This lacy lingerie that was way too big for me. I remember it hanging off of me. He did not care at all. And I didn't care either. I just wanted to make him happy. He had bought me special clothes. And I wanted to wear them for him. And then it just got less and less clothes. I remember the first night I was wearing this. It had to be like a little baby doll lingerie piece that women wear. You know, it has like the place for the breasts, which obviously as a five-year-old, nothing was filling that up. It had this see-through kind of skirt that came down. And he even had me wear the panties that came with it. And those made me feel really grown up because I remember a lot of them were thongs, and I would pull them up my tiny little waist and I'd tie them like in a knot, like my shoes right on my hips so they would stay up. And one night those little thongs fell down and I was so embarrassed, but Daddy told me not to get them. He said, leave them off. And I did. And I'll never forget. He came over and he lifted that sheer material of that lingerie, exposing my little princess parts. And I felt so weird, right? I mean, no one sees those. You kind of know as a child that that's a private area that no one should touch, no one should see. And here my dad was studying it, looking at it, not saying a word. And then he even turned me around, and I definitely remember feeling very, very embarrassed because he lifted up that sheer material and exposed my little butt and looked at it. I'll never forget the air just hitting my skin, my little ass and my tiny little pussy, and just feeling so exposed and just weird. And then he delicately kind of laid me down on the ground and told me to spread my little legs. And I did. And you might think that's kind of weird that I did this, but you gotta put yourself in a 5-year-old's mind, a daddy's girl, if you will. I would have done anything he asked, anything. And he got it. I spread my little legs. And I remember he was like right there at my knees, just looking intently. I liked him looking at my little pussy. It felt like I was giving him a gift or something. And he told me to spread my little lips, and I did. And I watched my father lick his lips, not even taking his eyes off my little princess parts, licking his lips, looking at me. And he even told me to bend over and spread my little butt cheeks. And I did. That one felt really weird, but I know my daddy liked it. And the next night, he told me to not wear anything. Well, I had on something, and he just told me to take it off, and I did. And I'll never forget, he studied my body for so long, looking at my flat little chest, my tiny little legs. And he even got naked, too. And as a 5-year-old girl, I had no idea what was going on. But it felt good. I mean, my dad wasn't hurting me at that time. I didn't think anything about it. And I was curious. Once he started undressing, I was curious what his private parts looked like. I was obsessed with all the hair on his body. And when he finally sprung that big, meaty dad cock out of those boxers, I'll never forget that, ever. I can paint the picture of his cock right now, is how clear that memory is. I remember him laughing because I must have looked like I was frozen in shock at what I was seeing. And he laughed and started stroking it and asked me if I liked what I saw. And I said, yes, I did like what I saw. I wanted to touch it. And he said, go on, touch it. And I touched my father's cock. Before you start judging my father, this felt so loving. I mean, when he let me touch his cock, he didn't try anything. He didn't shove it anywhere. He just held it there. And my tiny little hands grazed along that big, meaty shaft, amazed at what was between his legs. amazed that this big thing, and he told me that it gets hard for me. And that stuck with me as a 5-year-old girl. He said I was special because it got hard for me. And that made me feel so, so good. And that night he had me spread again. And looking back, I'm pretty sure he jerked off and had an orgasm because I remember being bent over and I couldn't see my daddy. I was just spreading my little butt cheeks. And I heard him breathing hard and groaning. And he told me, everything's okay, just stay facing forward. And I did. But after that is when my father started molesting me during our little game time. And it started out so soft and gentle. I thought that one night, the first night it happened, I thought he was just going to stare at my little pussy like he did so many nights. But that night, I remember jumping because I felt his hand touch my little lips, part them, and start rubbing and touching. And even at 5 years old, it felt good. It felt good to have my father molest me. And it felt good. I liked being close to him. I liked him touching me. I liked that I made his cock hard, even though I didn't really know what that meant at 5 years old. And one night, it felt really special and, I mean, honestly weird. But when he was rubbing my little pussy and his hands were touching my chest, it felt so good. His hands were so warm. But all of a sudden, I heard his breathing, you know, quickening. And he started making that moaning sound again. And then all of a sudden, this gooey stuff splattered onto my little 5-year-old pussy. And it scared me. I thought something was wrong. But my daddy, he got up quickly, got a towel, and told me I was a good girl. But I remember when he walked away to get that towel, I'll never forget looking down. I wanted to see what was on my little princess parts. And I remember that so clearly. His gooey, creamy looking cum. I was so intrigued by it. But, and I'm sure you might be listening to this story and you're thinking, okay, it sounds like, you know, a father molesting his little girl sounds pretty nice, I guess. You know, no one's getting hurt. But the story does get deeper, if you will. Looking back, my dad he got more and more aggressive. You know, it turned into not just rubbing and coming on my little pussy. It turned into fingering me. And at first he was really gentle with it. And it didn't hurt because he was so gentle. But then I remember him scaring me sometimes. Like it felt like he must have been putting multiple fingers inside of my little 5-year-old pussy because it felt like it was burning down there. Like he was ripping my little pee hole or something. I had no idea what was happening. I was 5 years old. But then after that, it turned into him. You know, I know the vocabulary now, but I didn't then. He was rimming me, which made me feel embarrassed. He started fingering my little asshole, and that really hurt. But Here's the thing. I didn't say anything. I didn't complain. I didn't hardly cry. If I cried, I kept it a secret because I was so close to my dad and I just wanted to make him so happy. So I didn't want him to think that he was hurting me or anything. But yeah, he was molesting and fingering me pretty hard. But every time he would, you know, come on my body. One night he actually came on my face and I really didn't like that, but I didn't tell him that. I didn't love it because I didn't like the way it tasted. It burned my eyes. It got inside my nose, but I could tell it made Daddy feel so good, and that's the only thing that mattered to me. But then he started raping me. And looking back, I mean, I remember every time it hurt. Definitely, because I was just 5 years old still. But in the beginning of him raping me, it was kind of gentle. I guess as gentle as an adult can be fucking a 5 year old. But you know, like I remember he would just stick it inside and I could feel his hand stroking most of his shaft, but I could still feel him inside of me. He must have just been barely inside of me and it hurt so, so much. But I was such a big girl and I took it like a big girl. And he would never really ask me if I was okay, but I would tell him I was okay. I would tell him, "I'm okay, Daddy, I'm okay," as he was ripping my little hole open with his big fucking cock. And eventually, he started thrusting inside of me, and that really, really, really hurt. It felt like his cock was just like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's like it was just poking and punching my insides. It hurt so much. But again, I took it like such a big girl. If I had to cry, I just let my tears run down my face and I wiped them really quickly because I wanted my daddy to feel good. I wanted to be a big girl for him. I wanted him to do all these things with me. I wanted him to rape me. I mean, I didn't know those words at the time, but looking back, it feels so weird. It sounds so crazy. I wanted my dad to rape me. Even when he started anally raping me, I would be bent over, you know, my face down on the bed, and I would just bite on the pillow or bite on my arm because I wanted to scream so loudly. I hated his cock inside my little asshole. But I was a big girl and I took it. I can remember going to school the next day and being so sore all day, thinking about Daddy all day long and his cock and how he pushed it inside that hole back there. Every time I sat down thinking about what he did, and then he'd just do it all again later that night. But I was still happy that he did, because if he didn't, I wouldn't be happy. I'd want my dad to rape me. And Daddy scared me a lot of times, to be honest, especially there towards the end, because when he would start really get into raping my little 5-year-old body, sometimes he'd get really aggressive, like choking me. One night I felt like I couldn't breathe. He was holding it so tight, like it felt like he was crushing my neck. And then I could feel his hips just pounding into me, hurting my legs because they were so spread wide for him. I had bruises the next day from him pounding into my little pussy, but I loved it. It hurt and I hated it, but I loved it. I didn't want it to end. I wanted to be my dad's little rape doll. I wanted to be his good girl. And the thing, though, too, is he was nice every time afterwards. So it made it worth it. When he was raping me, especially that night he choked me, and I remember thinking I was going to die or something because I was scared. I couldn't breathe. And even then, even that night, he would kiss me and cuddle me and be so sweet. And he'd feel like my daddy all over again. But when he was choking me, he didn't feel like daddy at all. He felt like this monster that could hurt me. You know, one time he even slapped my little princess parts, and I was really confused because I felt like I didn't do anything wrong, but he was slapping it with his hand and his cock, and he was calling me these words I didn't know, but they felt like he was being mean. He was calling me a whore and a slut. I remember he called me a kitty slut, a kinder kitty slut, and I felt so ashamed. I remember falling asleep crying that night, but again, I didn't want him to not rape me. And eventually, even when I was still 5 years old, I started to love certain things. Really, I started to love everything. I loved when daddy choked me. I started loving the feeling of him stretching my little asshole. I started loving him fucking my little 5-year-old hole. Even daddy told me that I started getting wet. He said I wasn't wet before when he first started, but now, after he raped me many, many times, I was getting wet for him. I had become his 5-year-old slut, his 5-year-old kitty whore, and I loved every second of it. Eventually, I started getting to where I would fuck him. I'd get on top of him, and I'd bounce on his cock. I'd ride his cock, and he really liked that, but I'm telling you, every time he would flip me over and take control, and I'd look into his eyes. I'll never forget just how aggressive he was. It felt like he was this big, scary monster that was going to hurt me and ruin me. But now I crave that. I crave to be brutally fucked because of my dad. And I spent the rest of my childhood getting stuffed, raped, molested every single day, multiple times a day sometimes. Times where my daddy would let me skip school and he'd skip work just so we could fuck all day. I was his little rape slut. That's what I was. I was obsessed with it. Eventually, and now that I'm an adult, there's no man that can replace my daddy's cock. No man fucks me like he did when I was 5 years old. No man looks at me with that lust in his eyes. And no man has ever fucked me like he's trying to rip me open. Sigh.